It's the Midnight Radio Network, 800-288-9227, a special Christmas Eve edition of Ask the Law. I thought I'd never say that. I'm Gary McNamara, along with Eric Harley.
And we have retired Senior Trooper Monty Dowell of the Texas Highway Patrol. From the trucker, we have Lyndon Finney talking about the new proposal for hours of service handed down on Thursday. And that's why I'm here. I felt it was important to have these gentlemen on, and let's kind of stretch this out and really take a really close look at what we're dealing with here. And we thank you, gentlemen, for being here. It's made possible by Old Blue USA. Ask the Law is, as always, and all the comments made by anyone other than Trooper Dial are considered to be opinions only. AskTheLaw.org is the website. The information is up to date, as of today, can change without notice. All right, let's talk about this new definition of on duty here, Trooper Dial. It would be revised to allow some time spent in or on the CMV to be logged as off duty. All right, what essentially, how does this work in effect?
What's going to happen is, let's say for an example that a driver shows up at a shipper and or receiver.
Right.
He pulls into the gate and they say go park and parking spot number so-and-so, and we'll come get you when we're ready to unload you or load you. Under the current regulations, the driver would have to log that as on duty, not driving.
Okay.
Under this proposal, the driver now can log it as off duty time.
All right.
Likewise, if a team of drivers, before any time the team member riding in the sleeper berth got out of the truck and hopped over in the right front seat, that was also required the driver to log on duty, not driving.
Right.
Under this proposal, the driver can log up to 2 hours as off duty, provided that the driver either has spent 8 consecutive hours in the sleeper berth, or the driver spends 8 hours in the sleeper berth after this 2-hour break.
Okay, so if they're riding shotgun for 2 hours, at that point, if they didn't have that 8 hours in the sleeper berth before, they're going to have to get into the sleeper berth at that point and stay there for 8.
Correct.
Okay.
So in other words, if the driver, let's say that they do the swap, and the driver wants to sit up there and chit chat with their co-driver,
right?
They can ride in the jump seat up to 2 hours. At which time the driver now has to go get in the bunk and has to stay in the bunk for 8 consecutive hours.
Right.
Or if they do the swap and the co-driver goes directly to the bunk after 8 hours in the bunk, then the co-driver can get out and ride in the shotgun seat for 2 hours.
And it's important to point out that that person, if they're riding shotgun, cannot perform any duties related to the job during that time.
Correct.
And that means navigation or anything else that, I guess, in a sense, would be officially assisting that driver who is driving.
Correct.
All right.
So that 2 hours would have to come on the front or the back, right?
It can be either one. It can be two hours at the beginning. If they take it that way, then it has to be followed immediately by 8 consecutive hours in the sleeper berth, or if they want to do it on the back end of it, they have to have 8 consecutive hours in the bunk, then they can get out and spend the last 2 hours off duty.
Is it possible to have 1 hour shotgun, 8 hours sleeper berth, and then another 1 hour shotgun?
I don't know why you couldn't do that.
Because you're getting your 8 consecutive hours in the sleeper berth, which would essentially be the effect of the rule, and that would be to make sure that that person who is not driving is getting 8 consecutive hours of sleep. That's the intent of the rule anyway.
Right.
Well, Monty, how does this particular part of this new rule, proposed rule, differ for a solo driver from what exists now?
The solo driver, here again, if he's going to take advantage of the split sleeper berth,
mm-hmm.
you know, he can do some driving before the 8-hour break, do some driving after the 8-hour break, and then he has to take a mandatory 2-hour break. Here again, the rest option number 3 allows a driver to either log it as sleeper berth, off duty, or a combination. So in that instance, I don't know that it's going to help the driver there, other than when the driver goes into the shipper or receiver and he has to stay with the truck. As long as the truck is parked, the driver can sit there and log it as off duty. Now,
and the advantage of that would be that he would have more on duty hours over that 6 or 7 day period. Is that correct?
Correct. It's still going to count against the 14.
Right, but he would have more on duty hours.
Yes.
To use during the week. Is that correct?
Yes. Yes, that is correct. The way it sits now, if he pulls in there and say you need to stay in your truck until we come get you, now then it counts against his 60 and 70 hour limit. Under this proposal, if the truck is parked, he can go off duty, even though it's going to count against his 14.
Mm-hmm.
Those are hours that he can save and use down the road to get closer to the 60 and 70 hour limit.
Yeah.
All right. All right, gentlemen, stand by, because I want to talk about how this is all going to play out logistically, what now happens with the comment period, and how soon this, if it does become rule, could be in effect. So stand by. It is a special edition of Ask the Law
on the Midnight Radio Network.